Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Day one of the Men's Room now live for your viewing pleasure. Check us out on YouTube at KISW Rock. We are live now. A lot of comments coming in. Thank you for already checking out. People are either shocked by the way we look or the way we used to look, or I don't know what they're thinking.
A lot of different weird comments still coming in there.
Yeah, we're trying the best we can here.
Other people, a lot of older videos that we've done in the past have been airing during the commercial breaks during the show.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of them because I go smoke, but a few of them like, hey, man, I was in the background of that last video that you guys just showed.
That's crazy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. Pretty cool.
I saw a woman not too long ago in the doctor's office.
All right.
And she comes up to me. She's like, I don't know if you remember me, but you guys did the sexiest bartender in the Seattle area competition.
All right.
This was very much in the infancy of the show, being on KISW.
Do you remember that at all?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yes, I do.
I do not.
And when she said, yeah, I won, I said, yes, you did. And you still look great. Good for you. Yeah, we're running a lot of cool stuff from back in the day. But yeah, check us out on YouTube at KISW Rock. All right, we're talking about water today, and you guys were saying that sometimes jumping off a cliff can be dangerous.
Yeah.
You go to a water park, you figure they got this stuff kind of figured out.
You would hope so.
However, we did talk to Perry Farrell of Jane's Addiction at one point in time. He was describing going down a water slide in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
This is one where you don't get an inner tube. You just kind of shoot down.
Slide down.
And he basically said that this somewhere in that slide, there was a seam between the plastic that basically just scalped his ass and took half the skin and the hair off.
It just shaved his ass as he went down.
He said it was the worst experience ever. This person, a little bit more on the bad side. Florida man is suing Walt Disney Parks and Resorts, alleging he sustained permanent catastrophic injuries after riding a water park slide in Walt Disney World. Eugene Strickland, he's seeking $50,000 in damages. Catastrophic doesn't sound like $50,000 to me. Catastrophic sounds like millions.
Millions.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's Disney. I can't even believe this is news. I feel like Disney would be like, yeah, here's a check.
He was riding the downhill double dipper, or the triple D,
at
Disney's Blizzard Beach. You ever been to Blizzard Beach?
I've never been to Blizzard Beach.
Well, it's dangerous there, Ted.
Our client was severely injured on a ride at Disney's Blizzard Beach. According to
Blizzard Beach.
John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. They're representing Strickland. Filed a lawsuit alleging it was the defendant's lack of safety measures and oversight that contributed to those injuries. Now, Strickland weighs 334 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
34 pounds above the available limit, according to the guidelines established for the ride.
I assume that is posted.
Look, man, if it says 300 pounds is the limit,
and you know you weigh over that, don't
get on the ride.
Right, it's like any ride. You know, my kid, he's finally tall enough now, but like anything, when he was younger, just going to Monroe State Fair, it's like, dude, you got to be this tall. And as all the ride operators would say, your hair doesn't count, which really did him dirty.
Yeah.
But like, they will not let you on. It is that simple. There's a reason for that.
And as somebody who used to weigh over 300, like, you know you weigh over 300.
You know.
You check those signs.
Mm-hmm.
Which ride was he on?
Also, they have a scale.
The triple D.
The downhill double dipper.
All right.
Now, you are on an inner tube on this ride, and it does say it offers exhilarating speeds. Disappear into a black hole and plummet 50 feet downhill at exhilarating speeds. A description of the water ride on the park website reads, a hurdle through darkness, then emerge just in time for the big old splashdown. But after becoming separated from his inner tube, Strickland landed forcefully on the slide's plastic surface, causing him to sustain serious bodily injury, such as disability, scarring, disfigurement, mental anguish, and loss of capacity for the enjoyment of life. He claims the theme park is at fault for his injuries, stating in his lawsuit that they had a duty to warn him of the dangerous conditions.
The sign.
At the DDD high-speed water slide premise.
That's the point of the sign, man. If I blow through an intersection with a stop sign, I'm not going to sue the city. It's like, well, I posted the sign, but I ignored it.
As soon as I know that I am not able to, if it says, like, look, if I'm epileptic, and this ride says can and does and will cause seizures,
strokes,
which I've seen before. Do you have a heart problem? You might have a heart attack.
Don't do it.
I'm not getting on the ride. If I have any of the conditions, I'm not going to be like, you know what I'm not going to get is a seizure, and the next thing you know, like you're drooling and you're
How many do you see for like
yourself?
Roller coasters? Like, look, if you have a heart condition, and ladies, if you're pregnant, do not get on this ride.
Yeah. My daughter.
Disney for a while, I want to say at the Magic Kingdom in Tomorrowland, they had a thing called Alien Experience or Alien something. It was absolutely terrifying.
Okay.
But when you walked in, they were very strict and said, hey, if you get scared, do not come in here. Right? It's same with kids. Like, it's one of the few places in Disney I ever saw, like, if you were like, if there was a 10-year-old kid that said, I don't know if I want to do it, they would be like, take him out.
Don't do it.
But people refuse to listen. The ride, again, it's one of the scarier things I've ever done. And there's just kids screaming, and they're like, I got to take them out. It's like, well, you can't now.
Right. You're in it, man.
Yeah. You're in it to win it.
The reason I didn't sit down and watch The Exorcist with my children when they were young.
Yeah, but my parents let me watch it.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah,
I think they're trying to scare the living hell out of you.
But that's the thing I learned from that. My parents took me to see Alien when I was 10 years old. No, look, to this day, I love the movie. I'm watching a TV show. But at 10, and the whole thing with them was, it's rated R, but they went to see it first to make sure there's no TNA. That I might see boobs and butts. Instead, I saw an Alien massacre 6 people in just horrendous ways that my mind was not prepared for yet, man. And after that, like, that's so well ingrained to me that even when the kids were younger, it's like, dude, I know you want to see this movie, all right? But no. They're like, well, is it scary? I'm like, it's not so much about scaring you. You know, like, you can watch Amityville Horror because you have a concept of what ghosts are. Might freak you out. But, like, I have seen this movie. Just there are some visuals that, Evil Dead 2. Yeah. You can't wrap your head around what you're going to see. You're just not old enough.
Dude, this ride I'm talking about was only open from 95 to 2003.
Because it was that scary?
Due to its intense and scary nature, it was too frightening for family audiences and received numerous complaints leading to its closure.
Ted, you know, like, my
basically,
daughter.
You're in a room and there's lights and everything.
All right.
And there's an alien that shows up and then it escapes. And with special effects, it feels like you think it's behind you and touching you.
Oh.
You can hear it in my voice. Hey,
it's terrifying. Terrifying. My daughter liked to run with her friends. They go to clubs.
Yeah.
A lot of techno parties on the beach when she was down in California.
Oh, yeah.
Raves, all that stuff.
Tech's up.
And she, you know, she would tell him, like, look, man, I either need to turn around or we need to leave. Party pooper, because she's epileptic.
Sure.
So she can't be in that blinking light environment.
Oh, that sucks.
Correct. And all our friends
if you want to go to
you
clubs.
You suck, too. Yeah. Because, like, we all want to be here. Now my daughter's like cowering in the corner, closing her eyes like this, because she doesn't want to go into it.
But how many different movies can she not see? Because the problem with some of those movies, they tell you when the movies begin. You know, I'll sit through all 30 minutes of all the previews, and then as the movie's starting and the lights dim, they're like, oh, hey, by the way, man, if you are prone to epileptic seizures.
Right before it starts.
And I'm like, they've already spent their money.
Hey, thank you.
They're already here. They're eating their
food. I'm assuming there's a website for that.
Maybe.
Like, you know.
I've seen
epileptic
it on a few,
info or something. I don't.
I've like, seen it on a few TV here. Commercials where they will say like, "Hey man, this if you're going to go see it." But
I'm about to say it might be like just before they show the preview or after they show the preview. Like, hey, this is going to cause
some
seizures.
Some of the late night stuff on Comedy Central has that.
Oh, really?
Before a couple of Avengers. I don't know the shows, but I have seen it when they put up.
Yeah, and, just a little warning.
Like, I think maybe Robot Chicken does.
Yeah, there's a few
because some of the
like, spiraling things like.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. Just, hey.
Whatever
you can't
you do,
watch Robot Chicken, bro.
No Robot Chicken for you.
That's right.
Well, I'm just thinking about, like if I knew somebody like Miles' daughter, I wouldn't give it two thoughts. Be like if she was my age, it was some girl, and it's like, yeah, we're going to this show. And then, like, I wouldn't think to be like, are you epileptic?
Jesus, not even epileptic. How many concerts can she know? My wife took my daughter to see Lady Gaga. And she said it was this great show, blah blah blah. But the way she explained it,
there was a lot of visuals in that one.
Yeah,
Bruno Mars not so much. I'm trying to think of the concerts we've been to. We've seen Bruno Mars a couple times. He doesn't really do that. He's more about the music.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga amazing on stage, but she does do a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
as far as the visuals.
Oh, I watched her at Coachella this year, and I was like, that would be epileptic for sure.
Really.
Oh, damn.
The Lady Gaga show.
Yeah,
yeah. There's a lot of flashing lights and stuff like that.
It's just so weird.
A lot of costume changes too.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.